This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet. Time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Spring is around the corner and racing will be here before you know it. Go to greatlakesdragway.com to order your season passes, discounted tickets, or to inquire about a track rental.
Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. We do it every day on the Wendy's Big Show, 5 o'clock hour. We reset the biggest topics of the day. Give you the final say on them at 414-799-1250. Also live at 1057fmthefan.com. The Wendy's fresh, never frozen inbox. We're never frozen. We're served up hot and fresh by Wendy's every single day. Guys, I wanted to tell you the story about Eddie Platten. Eddie Patton, before we go into Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. Eddie Platten is a Waukesha native, 34 years old, and he is in a bit of a sticky situation. This is from the Journal Sentinel. The sale of ill-gotten high-priced tickets to a Brewers playoff game could cost a local man his freedom. Eddie Patlin, 34 years old, of Waukesha, Wisconsin, is accused of selling 2018 Milwaukee Brewers playoff tickets valued at nearly $7,000 after he mistakenly received them in the mail at his residence. Platten faces one felony count of theft of a movable property worth $5,000 to $10,000, which carries a maximum sentence of 6 years in prison and a $10,000 fine.
How did he get caught?
Eddie Platten is
they mailed it to his house by mistake.
No, but how did he
convicted?
Get caught?
He tried to sell them.
Well, he did sell them.
According to the criminal complaint on January 23rd in Waukesha Circuit Court, the tickets actually belonged to Travis, not even going to try to pronounce that abomination of a last name, a season ticket holder who bought the 10-game playoff package, came at a total of $6,915 for four tickets per game. According to Travis, who usually gets the tickets digitally from the Brewers, playoff tickets were unexpectedly sent in the mail, a problem since he hadn't updated his address after he moved from the 200 block on West Main Street in Waukesha. Platten was living at the address when the tickets arrived. And Travis contacted the Brewers late September, found out that of what had happened, and he was informed that some of the barcodes from the tickets had shown up on StubHub, a secondary online ticket selling market. According to police, they asked for the man's help, requesting he set up a meeting under the disguise of obtaining the additional tickets. He did, and police were on the scene to question Platten, who told authorities different stories about from who he obtained the tickets.
That's why you shouldn't be doing that stuff. If you're going to sell those tickets, you don't go online and sell those tickets so they can be traced.
Right.
You sell them to your friends for cash.
Right, man. Come on.
Because they would have never caught that dude had he sold them to just his buddies for whatever the face value was. They're like, here you go, man. Who wants them? Done. They never would have known unless there was a cop sitting in those seats waiting for somebody to show up in Miller Park. Mm. How would they have caught him?
They would have no idea. Man might face 6 years in prison.
I would just send the tickets back and say, hey, man.
Okay.
There's no way.
That's what a lot of people would have done. But there's also a lot of people that would have tried what he did.
I would have done the same damn thing.
No, you wouldn't.
I'd have went to the game and I would have sold two more. I'd have sold two of them and I would have taken somebody
with me. With these tickets now, these barcodes, man, you're going to get caught.
Now you won't. Because you don't want to go to jail for 6 years.
Well, yeah. Now that I know I can go to jail for six years.
Wait.
$10,000? I barely have two.
We got enough people in prison for silly stuff. This guy did not deserve prison. I mean, probation, something like that. Pay a fine.
But well, he ain't going to prison, cuz.
No. I hope
What does
not.
That say? Up to 6 years.
Yeah, but no. That's just on the books. But a good judge, hey, man, let's don't do that no more.
But if I'm Travis, I'm pissed.
Yeah.
This dude locked.
I'm hot as fish grease. But if he can get his money back or something, and the Brewers step in, give him some tickets or something, we can make all this work.
We can make it go away.
That is one of the funnier stories I've seen in this city in a long time. Right, Kim and LaVoy Judgment Day on the Wendy's Big Show, right there. 262-798-1400.
Or go to KimLaVoy.com. Ain't yours, because any mail is a federal offense. Some mail ain't yours. Somebody moved that. Just take it to the post office or something.
Yeah,
don't open people's mail.
Don't do that kind of stuff.
Don't do
any of that stuff. Right lane on Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane.
Now, the Super Bowl tickets, they're different now. Cause.
That's what I'm saying, man. Those are NLCS tickets. Resetting the big topics today. We started out the show. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer was at a place getting his battery fixed. Well, not really fixed. It was being installed
improperly.
Why
was that phone call, Steve?
I went for an oil change. And they said I needed a new battery because the battery died while they had the door open or something working on the oil change.
So they killed it.
Yes.
Here, killed.
So not only did they kill his battery, then they
Were trying to jump it. I wasn't going very far. Mm-hmm. So then they're like, hey, you want a new battery? I said, yeah, sure. Okay.
Yeah,
so
for free.
I figured out how much it was, checked around, see how much it would be cost somewhere else.
You know you're working in radio.
And I knew they were charging me more than what everybody else was going to charge me. But it was like $20 difference. So
and
I was
trying to make it to the show.
And your car's dead.
Right. Now again, at this point, I thought they were putting the right battery in the car. So I don't even know what the right battery technically would have cost.
Right.
But the battery they put in the car was only like $20 more than what the right battery should have been put in the car.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yeah, fine. Just go ahead. Just get it all done. Because with the cold weather today and tomorrow, just get it done.
That's
right?
What they did.
Just get it done.
That's what they did.
Oh, they had no idea who the hell I was.
You'll be surprised.
I said, so
they
just go ahead.
They ran that tag, cuz.
So then I leave, and the radio don't work. Clock don't come on, nothing.
That's a big issue for a guy that works in radio.
Oh, I hated driving home without any sound in my car.
Yeah, it's brutal.
I mean, I had the 2-year-old behind me, Jackson, so he was all kinds of sound.
Wait, outside of that,
I had no radio.
Jackson was with you?
Yeah, when I went to go get the oil change and stuff.
Good thing your heater worked.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your heat worked?
Yeah, everything else worked. The lights worked, the heat worked, all that worked. Yeah, except the radio and the clock. And my car charger, the phone charger port didn't work either, because that's all in the same little area. So I turn around, make a U-turn, come back. I'm like, hey, it don't work.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
I'm calling my friend Steve Palak. We're going to get you a lawyer.
Right. They open up the hood, and they look inside. And they're like, oh, fuses all look good. Don't look like there's any fuses blown. I'm inside the car. There should be one here. That looks fine. Guy goes, Car Guru says on my phone that maybe it's something to do with the computer or something. You got to take it to a dealership. Mm-hmm. When he said Car Gurus, I said, this dude don't know what the hell he's doing. So I said,
I said,
I'm just going to leave and I'll figure this out. And he said, well, I'll have my district manager call you to take care of whatever the issue may be.
The district manager, Gary.
Right. So I said, okay, that's fine.
He was probably taking a nap.
Sounds good. Fine. So
district
I leave.
Manager's asleep, cuz.
Meanwhile, the whole time I'm texting my guys over at West Dallas Hyundai at the dealership.
Yeah, where Dan at.
Right. And I got to take the boy to daycare, whatever else. I'm like, so what do y'all think? He's like, well, if it's just that, it's probably just a fuse for the radio or whatever. I'm like, okay, fine. He goes, could pop the fuse when he put it in, whatever. He goes,
yeah, things
okay.
happen.
So I drive all the way back to Oak Creek, no problem. Turn off the car, put it in the garage, go inside for a little bit, come back out, get in the car. Car starts, no problem. Drop him off at daycare, and then I go
over to
one of those. Animal stores or whatever, looking to put some stuff like on the bottom of the dog's feet because it'd be really cold out and all that stuff, right?
Sure.
Good for you. Good for Finn.
Yeah, well, it's sold out, so not so good for Finn. But anyways, so then I walk back into the car, right? I get back into the car.
Cold-blooded.
And I start going again. Now, I had seen this little red battery light pop on just when I parked.
Oh, that's a sign.
When I parked. But when I turned it back on, it was gone. And it didn't turn back on. So I was like, okay. So I'm driving back. Mm-hmm. I'm coming to work. I get all the way up here to Highway 100 between Janesville and Forest Home.
Yep.
And as I'm coming up, I'm going north. So I'm coming up to the McDonald's and the Culver's gas station, whatever, right there.
Yep.
So as
it's
I'm coming through there, all of
too.
A sudden, yellow flashes up and I lose my power steering.
Mm.
And now I'm fighting to hold on to it because it wants this to go straight. So now I move from the left lane into the right lane. As I get through the intersection, power shuts off. Just totally shuts up. That's it. I have no power
Could
in the car.
Could happen to a better guy.
Unbelievable. Yeah, that's exactly right.
I mean, you be making this stuff up, man.
Nope.
I thought you'd been saying you got another T-bone.
Power shuts off. So now
I'm going, now what do I do, right?
Yeah.
Because I can't put flashers on because I have no power.
And it's cold.
And it's Highway 100, so there's a ton of cars coming.
Get to the phone, you knock on somebody's window.
Oh, I'll get there. So then I get on the phone, and I'm trying to figure out to get a tow truck there. So,
oh, a tow truck.
Right. So I have roadside assistance, right?
Yeah, right.
5 years,
yeah.
Roadside assistance.
Yeah. You don't have AAA?
We all got it, right? 5 years.
I'll call Scotty Brooks, my boy WJ Coon. Come get me, cuz.
Right, roadside assistance.
I don't know how to fix nothing.
So get this. So I call roadside assistance. The lady can't hear me because the wind's blowing so much because I'm outside freezing. Yeah. So she's like, where are you? So I'm telling her. She's like, well, are you in danger? I'm like, yeah, I'm on Highway 100. There's a lot of cars.
She's in the middle of the road.
Hurry and she's up, like, I'm going to get T-boned.
She's like, so I'll get you a police officer. I'm like, well, that's great.
Okay.
So I tell her, I'm like, okay. So I give her where I'm at, intersection. I'm like, it's Hale's Corners, Wisconsin. She goes, Hale Corner? Where? I'm like, no, man. No. I said, listen to me. I said, it's Hale's Corners. I spelt corners out for her. And I said, now, understand, I'm getting a little mad right now because it's minus 20 outside here in Wisconsin.
You should be filming all this,
because I don't know where this lady is. She could be anywhere in the country.
Right, exactly.
I'm like, it's minus 20. I'm freezing, and I'm trying not to get hit.
Well,
I'm like,
be in Florida somewhere.
So she goes, oh, I'm so sorry, sir. I'm just having a hard time hearing you. And then, my phone dies. And that was the end of it.
There you go.
Couldn't happen to a better guy. I'm telling you, man. You can't make this guy stuff up.
Phone dies. So now I'm like, great. So now the phone's dead.
Wait a minute.
I got nothing.
What does your wife think you are this whole time? She kind of thought you were a side chick.
The last text
turn
she
your
got.
Phone off.
No.
Steve cheating, man. He cheating. He's going to answer my call.
The last text. The last text she got from me was that. I said, something's wrong with my car. I'm just going to take it straight to the dealership.
That's the last she heard of you.
Right. And then before that, though, I told her she had sent me something. I was like, my battery on my phone is dying, so I can't open it, whatever she had sent me in a text. So she knew my battery on my phone was dying, and she knew something was wrong with the car. But that's all she knew. So before I called Roadside Assistance, I called the boss here at the radio station to tell him.
Okay, okay.
Right?
There you go.
And I'm trying to explain to him what's going on.
You also tried calling me. Sorry about that.
I tried calling you. I tried calling Gary. Gary went straight to voicemail, and you didn't answer. So that's when I called.
They can't get signals in this building.
Right, so that's when I called Parker. That was my next call.
Glad you didn't call me,
Steve. So anyways, so Parker, I think Tom was thinking.
I'm already late.
Tom was thinking I was going to get a tow truck, and that I eventually would get a ride to wherever I was going.
Yeah, right. That's good. Yeah,
well, then my phone died, so he has no idea that I'm for a half hour outside freezing behind my car.
See, you making all this up, right?
So now, finally, I knock on somebody's window at the light. Some young guy and girl. I was like, hey, man.
Some young guy girl.
My phone's dead. Battery's dead. Can you call the cops? And they're like, yeah, no problem. So that. They
got Meg in the car. They're not trying to call the cops.
I was worried they were going to drive away and not call the cops. Because I thought it could be like...
I was just on the north side of Milwaukee if he was knocking somebody. No.
Well, yeah.
Hey, man, can you call the cops for me?
Right. So, thankfully, they did call the cops. And the cops finally showed up. So, a half hour in minus 20 degree temperature behind my car.
Put it in the back of the car?
Yeah, sitting in the back of the cop car. Then... Then, hold on. Then I really, really had to use the restroom.
I need that body cam video here today.
Right. Yes,
I need that body cam video.
I really had to use the restroom. So I'm sitting back in the cop car. I was like, hey, man. I said, do you mind if I just, because you know, there's a Walgreens right there across from the box.
Right,
I'm like, do you mind if I just walk up there while we're waiting for this tow truck?
Yep.
And he's like, yeah, man, no problem. I'm like, cool.
He didn't know who you was?
No. I told you, nobody knows who I am. You keep always thinking that. So now I'm trying.
They know who you are.
No, he was listening.
He didn't ask you for no ID?
No.
Oh, boy, y'all got it good, don't they, Gary?
Yeah, probably. But either way. I'm not complaining about nothing, because this dude held me out a ton.
This
is what happens when you're in Hale's Corners.
So I go to open up the door to get out. Obviously, you can't get out in the back of a cop car. So I go slide over to the other side, roll your window down, put your hand out, and then open it that way.
Come on, Steve. You making this up, man.
But there's bars there. So I go to put my arm through. I can't get my hand out to do that. I'm like, oh, no, that's not going to work.
So call that police officer. We got to get him on the show.
Get back over to the other side. I'll open the door for you. So then I get out of the back of the cop car. So now I'm walking to get to Walgreens, right? Yeah, you know what? Nothing's open to get to a sidewalk. So I'm climbing over these huge hills of snow trying to get over to the sidewalk.
If anybody got video of this, I'll give you $15.
It'd be great. So then I walk down the sidewalk.
I got $15 right now. I'd pay anybody for this
video. I walk down the sidewalk and Walker's thinking I can get into Walker's walking down the sidewalk.
Somebody got to see
this. All the way down the sidewalk and into another huge pile of snow. So I have to climb over that huge pile of snow. Right. To get inside the Walgreens. So then get out, walk all the way back to the cop car.
Over the snow.
Over the snow again.
How long did it take them to come get
the
car?
Oh, my goodness.
Half hour?
Yeah.
So then I walk back, get back in the cop car. Then our boss shows up after I was in the cop car again. He saw me. Man. He's like, so you're warm, you're good? I said, yeah. I said, I'm just going to ride with the tow truck driver back to West Dallas Honda.
Right.
He's like, okay.
So then you passed in the station.
He leaves, right. Well, I wanted to know, dude, I was hot right now at this point with the place that put this battery in because I knew it was nothing I did to cause this.
Oh, you passed the place, too.
Oh, yes, I did. So this dude shows up with a tow truck and tells me that what the rate's going to be. So that costs $150, that tow, to get
AAA.
Back over there.
At least he told you right away.
Right.
I called my friend Scott Smith again. So then help me because I got it, too many people to call.
They get it off. They get it started. And they realize that, A, the battery is like half the size of what it should be for that vehicle.
He showed me the pictures
this,
of that.
So this place put in
like the baby
they gave the Sparky of batteries.
They put the battery in there. I bought Jackson a car for Christmas. Yeah, that's the kind of battery.
About the size battery. Yeah.
One of them nine volts in that car.
So they put in a go-kart.
Yeah,
they put the wrong size battery in. It blew the main fuse and it blew two other fuses. Yeah.
I'm sorry, America. This is too funny.
But hold on. So then, when the dude was changing the oil, my guy Brian over at the dealership was like, hey, make sure they change the gasket for the plug. I'm like, okay. So I tell the dude, I'm like, can I get a new one?
They normally strip those.
He goes, yeah, I'll put a new one on for you. I said, cool. So when they go in there and they open it up and they see the battery, the brand new gasket was sitting on the battery. He never put a gasket in, and he took the old one out.
Oh, come on, man.
No, so that could have blown the entire
were
engine.
Were you leaking oil, dude, then?
Oh, I don't know about whether or not. Had to have been.
Yeah,
so
had to have been.
Tell
they go and they take it out.
Her,
so they had to redo the entire oil change, put the gasket on, the whole deal. The guy had no idea what he was doing.
Now, let me ask you this now.
Oh, my God.
You went to this place because you're trying to save time?
Yeah.
What convenience.
Yeah, convenience, right.
Across the street.
Close.
Yeah.
It was close.
Makes
never
sense.
Again.
Yeah. You
obviously,
save time, all right.
Never again.
Yeah, you save time.
You got to get AAA or get three friends you can rely on. Steve Palak, Scott Brooks, and Scott Smith.
Dude.
Yeah,
AAA.
That's my AAA right there.
Let me tell you about AAA. Just got AAA, but it doesn't kick until Thursday.
This guy. It could happen to a better guy.
Tell
you. I found that out from HR earlier when you were still outside freezing.
She didn't know what happened to me either. Yeah.
She just told me that she was glad. The best part
is my face hurt.
Best part is when I'm talking to the missus, she goes, really, I just don't deal with cold well, so I'm just glad it didn't happen to me, or otherwise I would have been.
Well, that's
good news, it didn't happen to
but
me.
That would have been bad. If it would have been her and Jackson stranded somewhere on the side of the road.
Well, if it would have been you and Jackson, because
he's cold.
That's what I said.
Well, the inside of the car, I think, was still pretty warm.
Was it?
It was me standing outside.
Well, no,
Grandma
would have came and picked him up, though.
No, I hung up on her. I was talking to her.
You hung up on her?
But I hung up on her. I was trying to find myself out, a way to get out of the predicament I was in.
Oh, well, good you didn't have the kids.
At least you can
God is good.
Get a good sandwich and go to Wendy's for dinner and
God
be all
good.
Happy.
Hope the Bucks win in Detroit so you can get it for free, dog. He ain't got no money, Johnny. He got $500 for a battery.
Five? I spent. Between everything today, right?
Thank you, Wendy's happy about, man. Please beat Detroit.
Between all three stops today, I spent $550 between all three stops today.
Man.
$550 in one day to get a battery and an oil change.
I can't
come on, Giannis. Please get this guy a free bowl
please
of chili.
Win tonight, Bucks.
Man, that's not even a joke.
No, it's not.
I didn't know I even pulled a laugh. I'm sorry.
We need a Frosty.
I can't
so
take it
bad.
Back. Yeah. Steve, some of that stuff, man. You can't make some of that stuff.
So, anyways, if the Bucks win tonight against the Pistons, you win at Wendy's
win,
tomorrow.
Buck.
Every time the Bucks win,
he can't feed his family just y'all win. He's spending all the money.
Every time the Bucks win, you have 24 hours to go to any participating Wendy's and get either a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger with a purchase of a medium drink. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. So they beat the Pistons tonight again. Get a purchase of a medium drink.
Steve Palick, get free my boy a lawyer, man.
Get a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger tomorrow.
Good old Cass just posted.
I'm gonna sue the people who put up the little thing. He went over two snowbanks or one, Steve. We're gonna sue the county and the city to put them snowbanks up so you can crawl over.
Just with a picture of Steve Sparky Piper's headshot cut out in the back of a police car. If anybody has the body cam footage, we will pay $700.
Whoever that officer is, please come in.
Minus $679.
I will give you a signed jersey if you give me that body cam video.
That's worth more. Wendy's Big Show's back after this. Calming down in the break after Steve Sparky Piper had us all crying. I was on the floor for a good third of that story during the last break. If you missed it, go to 105.7
hey,
fan.com. Fan on demand about 6:30 tonight.
Undefeated. Internet is undefeated.
What do I do now, Laura? So now do I go back to this place, ask for the district manager, and be like, you're paying for everything?
Hey,
right?
Me
doesn't he have to pay for everything?
Absolutely. And I'm going to hit him hard on your social media. You have to, man.
No, I'm not doing all that.
Why?
No.
Now, Sparky's not into using the platform for that.
Hey, man, you were humiliated today. You could have died because them roads are bad out there.
Well, it was minus 20. That was more my concern.
That's what I'm saying. You had your son. Man, child, please.
And thank God it was between two stoplights because that's a short distance. So nobody was flying up on me unless that light was green when they were coming up on me.
You got all your receipts, right?
Yeah.
You pay with a credit card?
No, I got it all.
Yeah, provide them a receipt. They'll pay for that.
Because there have been a couple of times that I've been coming from lunch over here at Whitnall High School when I was younger, and I'd be flying over to that Chipotle. So if you were over that way, that would have been a major
issue. That tow truck driver was great because he let me charge my phone all the way over to West Dallas Honda over there on Highway 100 and Arthur.
Every business now have these Yelps. Like, you can go and talk about surveys and stuff. Hey, man, I'll let them have it, because...
Oh, it would be over.
Yeah, but they don't know what they're doing, man.
Sparky, so what we missed your thoughts on during that 2 o'clock hour
was, for laughing so hard.
Which is also the right lane during Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane is, are the Bucks a legitimate player for Anthony Davis? Gary Wolfel saying that the Milwaukee Bucks have decided that they are going to
open up
everybody not named Giannis Antetokounmpo to trade talks for Anthony Davis.
He wasn't the only one, though. There were multiple reporters out there saying that. Kevin O'Connor tweeted out the same thing earlier. Yep. I don't know if it was before or after, Gary, but he tweeted out the same thing. I want to say O'Connor's an East Coast guy. Yep. So, look, I see all these reports. You don't have the assets to get this done. And then I saw, well, if the Pelicans are going to rebuild, why wouldn't they want expiring contracts? Oh, sure, you're right. They think they're going to get a superstar to come play with Drew Holiday in New Orleans. No, they're not. It's just not going
to
happen.
Drew Holiday said he wanted to come play with AD.
Exactly. So now you have a situation where the only way this could possibly work, I don't even know if this is even legal or possible, so I could be totally off base. Saying
I just want to hear a scenario.
Go ahead.
Is if they can talk to Middleton's agent and say, we'll give you the max if you sign long term, and Middleton says, I'm in, I'll stay.
Sign and trade?
Then, no.
Because
he can opt out right now.
Oh, I got you.
After this year. So if Middleton's agent and the Pelicans get together and say, he'll stay, he'll sign the max, he'll opt out, sign the max with you, he's not leaving.
Not leaving.
Okay, now maybe you can make a trade work.
Yeah.
But I don't even know if you can even do all that stuff. I don't think you can. So, but either, that would be the only possible way it would work. You do not have enough. I mean, it's a good little PR spin. You know, the Bucks push it out there and try and get some positive PR.
You like
PR.
That they're in the conversation, though, right? You got to love that.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's just not realistic.
That's kind of what Eric Nagy said.
If it was realistic, that's one thing, but it's not realistic.
Unless
you trade Giannis.
When we talked to Eric Nagy, he said similarly, it was like Kyrie Irving when those trade talks went down. The Bucks had conversations. They at least checked in. They checked in on Jimmy Butler. They'll check
in
on Karl Anthony Towns or Andrew Wiggins, whichever one they decide to ship out of Minnesota whenever that time comes. They're going to do their due diligence.
But I like that.
They're going to do their part. They're going to call when they have to.
Yeah. John Horst is going to do it. John Horst wants to win. He's going to do it the right way and responsible
now,
way.
Now, when he becomes a free agent, but Davis becomes a free agent, then it's on Giannis. Then if he wants to go pitch and recruit hard, then go do what you got to do, big fella. But if that's not going to happen, that's different. Now, I'll tell you something else. So if you read all this stuff, Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving apparently text like every day.
Yeah, they're boys from U.S. basketball, USA basketball.
They want to find their way to L.A., I'm telling you.
If the Pelicans say, we're waiting for Boston this summer, because Boston can't do anything because of the Kyrie deal. If they decide they're going to wait till the summer and wait for Boston to give them Jaylen Brown or Tatum or Gordon Hayward or anything like that, if that's what happens, you could see Anthony Davis go to Boston, and then Kyrie and Anthony Davis both stay in Boston and play there. That's a possibility, too.
Boston, Los Angeles. That doesn't add up for me.
Why?
If I'm Anthony Davis, how am I not going to go to Los Angeles?
I trust Brad Stevens and Danny H far more than I trust anybody in the Lakers organization.
No, give me Los Angeles.
What has Rob Pelinka done?
Oh, I don't know about that. All I know is that I'd rather live in Los Angeles than in Boston.
LeBron's camp wants their coach fired. It's so unstable. No, I'm good.
I got Tyronn Lue.
I got the best of all time over here on my one side. I'll have Kyrie Irving on my other side. And I'm living in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
What's better than living in Los Angeles?
He's going to get a bunch of money. You can rebrand himself.
Big time.
And again, that's a lie.
And again, if you win a championship in L.A. at this point, it's going to be you can own the whole West Coast.
I think the Lakers are just foolish that they don't have him tomorrow.
Wait till the Rams win Sunday. You're going to see when you win championships in L.A., that is it's just bigger than life. It's huge.
Better than the $1,015,000 you guys had in Lambeau Field?
Millions. I heard it was $1,016,000. It was two people. One person was on the way. The other person didn't make it.
Dean Murray wasn't there, but he's over at the jewelry center giving you good deals.
All day and every day.
Every day.
Just like today.
Hey, they still got some Leap watches over there, too. I just checked with Dean the other day. They got a few of them left, so we're trying to get them out of here before Valentine's Day.
ShopTJC.com, Leroy. I mean, I know it's real cold outside right now, but ShopTJC.com, live chat. And, guys, you can order up anything that you need to order up. And from there, all three different locations, 76 in Layton Plaza, in Brookfield, Blue Mountain Road, and Tri-City National Bank Building, and a new location in Burlington, Wisconsin. Shop TJC.com right at your fingertips on a nice cold day like today and tomorrow. My good friend
Especially
Dean Murray.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, he's always there. Listen, guys, ShopTJC.com live chat.
We've got the solution to all the Milwaukee Bucks problems, all the problems that a 35-13 team can have, and your chance at $1,000. Keep it here. You got the fan. A bundled up Wendy's Big Show. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer stayed warm while he was out waiting for his car.
Not really.
All fixed up.
Not really.
Today.
No, man. I was freezing, and I had to go to the bathroom. And I was just picturing it freezing going down my leg as I was standing there. And I'm like,
that would have warmed you up. You never done that before?
Nope.
Oh, no. You should have tried that. That would have warmed you up. I've done that before. It works. The Milwaukee Bucks were in need of some low post scoring, right? Milwaukee Bucks have recalled Christian Wood from the Wisconsin Herd.
Let's
in the
go,
NBA
Woody.
G League, his ninth assignment of the season with the Herd. He averaged 33.5 points, 15.7 rebounds, 3 assists, 1.3 blocks per game, leading the Herd to a 3-0 mark. And in Sunday's 119-115 win over the Erie Bayhawks, Wood scored 40, 14 of 24 shooting. That's over 58%.
Shooter!
Grabbed himself 20 boards, marking the first 40-20 game in
Gary,
Wisconsin
double,
Herd
double in the
history.
In that league, can't
you? In G League, because I go let it fly.
In 19 games in the G League this year, Wood is averaging 28 points, 13.5 boards, 2.5 assists, and just over 2 blocks and a steal per game. He's appeared in 6 games with the Bucks. 4 points and 2 boards. Christian Wood is finally
now,
here.
Sternum,
Steve Sparky.
He's been here. He comes
Brown's
up, sits, doesn't play, goes back.
Oh.
So what?
So
no,
people on the postgame show aren't going to be all jacked up tonight?
Up. He has to play because some guys are banged up.
Yeah, but they're guards. Brogdon and Sterling Brown.
But they're going to need minutes. So they got to try different lineups, though.
Yeah,
so he's going to play.
I'm not getting my hopes up. I mean, maybe.
Steve, you deserve that after today.
I would love some Christian Wood tonight.
For a nice,
Christian Wood gets 20 minutes.
12 points, 12 rebounds.
Oh, wow.
That would be awesome.
You guys would be partying on the postgame show.
If he does that,
tonight.
He ain't going back down.
Thon Maker's just going to walk out. That'll be the end of that.
He's
going to play over Thon. He's not playing. I'm telling. Well, maybe he'll play.
So say he does.
The whole day's been horrible. So maybe this will. Maybe he'll play.
Yeah, the whole day.
Say Christian Wood does play, though. What does he have to do that Thon Maker's gone by the February 7th deadline?
Nothing. Thon Maker's going to be gone anyhow. It doesn't matter.
What do you mean gone anyhow? They're going to trade him?
Oh, why would you keep him? He's not helping you win or lose at this point. So, bye. Like I said, second round pick. Fine, see ya.
No, I'm not
second
doing
round
pick
in 2024.
Pick
whatever. Who cares? Bye.
He's not causing a problem.
You don't want to
just move him. If he's causing a problem, yes.
Listen, if you don't want to be here and you want to go somewhere else and get more minutes, that's cool. We'll help you get somewhere else.
He didn't say
no
he
hard
didn't
feelings.
Be
we're
here.
Out.
It's the agent said it.
So you think his agent's making crap up that he doesn't believe?
Now you know agents what we were hearing sometimes. Earlier today.
Agents do their job. They do their job.
What?
Now you know what we were hearing earlier today.
What, from Leroy?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm just saying sometimes agents put it out there, and I didn't say it, but I'm glad it's out there, but I didn't say it.
Right.
So I could kind of walk the fence.
Oh, you like doing that.
That's your favorite thing.
Yeah,
in
that's
this
your
case,
thing. Yeah.
In this case.
That's normal for you, cuz.
In this
your
case.
Media guys are putting out there that he said something that he did not say.
Okay.
His agent said.
Okay.
Either way.
Yeah, sure.
If his team.
Either way.
If Thigh Maker is here, I'll help you. If Thigh Maker's team thinks he needs to be somewhere else, then we'll help him get somewhere else. He's boys with Giannis.
The team don't think that.
Listen.
Everybody loves the guys.
He's guys with Giannis, right? So, no problem. I don't want. If Giannis is cool, like, hey, man, if he wants to play somewhere else, that's cool with me. Okay.
He doesn't.
See ya.
He just wants to play.
Well, he's not going to play here.
Yeah, he will. Sometimes that get it kick-started a little bit.
I'll tell you right now, I'll take Christian Wood over Thon any day of the week right now.
I'll take Thon.
I love me some Thon Maker.
We need to get Thon more time.
Love me some Thon Maker.
Don't drop the Thon on.
Yeah, give him more time. Let's see what he has. We need to find out this 10th overall pick, what's he going to be? He's a 7-footer that can shoot. Let's find out what he can do before you start sending people off. Yeah, that's too easy.
Are you guys still getting the calls on the post-game show that Thon Maker's like 27?
No.
Okay, good. Good. Because that was ridiculous.
How old is he?
It's 21.
I'd say he's 21. But some people think he's 25. Or something like that.
Nobody thought that about
through high school.
Nobody heard that when he got drafted, but I didn't care.
Right. Nobody thought anything about Buddy Hield, though. And then, whoops, he was lying about his age. But nobody said that about him in the draft.
Buddy Hield was 27?
No, he was, 2 years older than he is or whatever the hell it is?
Well, sometimes your birth certificate don't come in.
Where Buddy Hield from? From DR or what?
Bahamas, right?
He was in
Oklahoma. Right.
Yeah, Bahamas. Freeport, Bahamas. Yep. Yeah, he's actually 26.
So it was one of those like in the movie Benchwarmers where they handed him the slip and his picture and said I am 12 with the 5 in the middle of it.
Yeah. No, with the time change, if you add all that up, it could be behind a couple years. It's all good.
Leroy Butler logic. You can only get it every day right here on the Wendy's Big Show. Come back, we get Mike Clemens in a big game update, and we tie a bow on this bad boy on a Tuesday. Wendy's Big Show next.
Now, a big game update in Atlanta. Here's the fans, Mike Clemens.
The Rams and the Patriots gathered for the live opening night show last night here in Atlanta. Over 2,000 reporters and both teams gathered while about 10,000 fans paid around $50 per ticket just to watch the interviews. The Patriots' big tight end, Rob Gronkowski, has battled through injuries his entire career. But the 29-year-old 6'6" Gronk says thanks to New England getting the top seed, he feels rested for the Super Bowl.
I feel good. It's another week. We had a couple extra days, which is always good. Always, that little bye week, before the playoffs even started, and now another bye week. So feeling good, practicing hard, practicing well, and just got to go out there and compete.
The Rams' Todd Gurley is the highest paid running back in the NFL, but Gurley missed the final two games of the regular season, reportedly with a knee injury. His teammates, running back C.J. Anderson, now has twice as many carries in the postseason than Gurley, who says he's fine with that.
Why try to knock someone else that's trying to do the exact same thing he's trying to do for his family and for himself, his legacy? That's what a team is all about, man. I learned that at a young age, and for him to be able to come in and do what he did, I'm going to embrace it. I guess things in. Sin is out as strong as it started, but I'm here at the Super Bowl, so that's all that matters.
Rams wide receiver Brandon Cooks has been going back and forth on Twitter with his former teammate, the Patriots' Patrick Chung. But Cooks says now he's just looking out for his Rams teammates.
Knowing that I got my guys back and knowing that we hear him. But at the end of the day, it's the game. It's the game of football, and there's going to be stuff talking back and forth. I try to do it in a humble fashion.
And I asked Rams head coach Sean McVay about his former assistant, Matt LaFleur, now the new head coach of the Green Bay Packers.
When you talk about Matt, I think, anytime you're looking for a great leader of men, I think he embodies a couple of the traits and characteristics that definitely are consistent with great leaders. And one of the things that he does such a great job of that we try to do here is he's such a great human being that he develops relationships with people first and foremost. And he's one of my closest friends. And, the reason we got so close is not only because he's a great football coach, but he's a great person. And somebody like him makes you better. And he's an extremely detail-oriented person that's a great communicator. And I think those things are going to enable him to have a high level of success. And that quarterback's pretty good, too.
More at 1057FMTheFan.com.
Steve Sparky.
Pfeiffer almost lost his mind earlier today.
Hey, I don't know what you all talked about the first couple hours of the show, obviously. I was preoccupied.
Screaming and listening?
Preoccupied. Did y'all talk about Wes Welker interviewing for this Packers job?
Yeah, we talked about it.
A little bit.
So, do y'all like it?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it.
Steve, like, I mean,
well, Lord, you know, him and LaFleur got some crossings.
I like it a lot.
You like it?
Yeah. Why not?
Yep.
If you ran the call,
they said wide receivers coach or special teams coordinator.
Yeah.
And they got.
I don't know about special team coordinator though.
Passing coordinator.
Can it
open.
Be any worse?
Yeah, it probably
it probably can be.
Well, let's hope not.
Because at least you had a guy that had been a head
special
coach running the full unit.
Tough to coach, man.
I like wide receivers.
Zook never did it either, but I want a guy that's done special teams.
Hey man, Wes Welker, look at this number. He may be a Hall of Famer. Cause
he was a bad dude.
He got 900 catches.
Three Super Bowls too.
900 catches.
You better take
bring good stuff into that
slot,
coaching staff.
Well, bring some New England flavor to it.
Right.
If you ran the car, you got to love that.
And
you
won't be that. There. That will be a guy that can step to Rodgers.
What's the guy I want?
You
want
to know how Tom Brady did it, bro?
Throwing it to Welker.
Well, you better hurry up and get Wes Welker in here before he loses his mind, because that's coming with all those concussions he has.
What's the guy from?
Already started.
What's the guy from Clemson I want?
Hunter Renfrow.
I want him bad, because
I would do the same
somebody
thing.
In the slot.
That would
well,
be
I'll
the guy.
Cole Beasley.
How bad?
I'll take Cole Beasley.
What round?
It don't matter.
No, it's got to matter.
Can't be a first round pick.
Not taking that dude in the first round, man.
I'll take him day two, though.
Where's he projected? Where's he projected?
I don't know.
Late day two, probably early day three?
I'll take that fourth, fifth round.
What about the third?
You're going to need a slot receiver.
I'm with you on fourth, fifth round.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
Oh, I'll go get Cole Beasley because Dallas may not want him.
But you know who they got slotted for that spot, though, is Geronimo Allison.
He can't move in the slot.
And Jay Kumerow, it sounds like.
Yeah, that's what they have.
I saw the comparison about Jay Kumerow to Cooper Kupp.
You got
to
have a look.
What?
Yes.
Yep. It was all over yesterday.
They need to stop there, man.
It was all over yesterday.
See, that's the reason why people are so mad on that.
But what round did Cooper Kupp get drafted in, cuz?
Second or third, didn't he?
No, he didn't. No.
No chance.
No.
Fifth?
Thanks to Eric Name for joining us earlier today. Matt LaFleur for joining Bill Michaels. You missed any of it. 105.7 FM, thefan.com's Fan on Demand. Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson.
No.
I'm Baby Tausch. We're back tomorrow at 2.
All right. No. Talk to you later. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.